שנים עוד תוכל לדעסן ולדעסן ולדעסן.
אמן.
My beloved, I am so happy to be among you this morning. Especially we are in the Holy Week. To know why we have the Holy Week in the church, it is good to come to the beginning, when God had created us. According to the story of creation in the book of Genesis, in the Old Testament, we know that God had created everything in the world. At last, He created man. And we know also, when He created everything, He created it by a word. But He didn't create the man by a word. Genesis story says that God had taken the sand and He worked by His hand, and then He breathed. We have a man. That means that man is different of all the creation. And man is more important without compare than the old creations. He put in us something, seeds. We call it, according to this story, His image. We are created according to His image. This is our face. We are created according to His image and likeness, to be according to His likeness. As the Holy Fathers of the early church teach us, that means there is something from God in us. And this image need to be grown, to be according to His likeness. Saint Irenaeus from the second century, who was the bishop of Lyon in France, said this beautiful saying: God became man so that man, for man to become God. When we grow in His grace, this image, divine image in us, grow and become according to His likeness. For this reason, we believe that man is called to be a God. God is God. We cannot be like Him. But through His grace, we imitate Him. And the more we live with Him, the more we become like Him. But man didn't accept from the beginning to be grown through the grace of God, under the guidance, the protection, the providence of God. He would like to grow and become God by Himself. For this reason, he obeyed, he disobeyed God. When he disobeyed God, he discovered that he is naked of his grace. So he hides himself, Adam and Eve, hide themselves, and they put around them leaves of fig, according to the story of the Bible. When God called Adam, "Where are you?" He told him, "I am here. I am hiding." So God asked him, "Did you eat from the tree I asked you to not?" Adam didn't tell God, "I did, and I did mistake." He told him, "Not me, the woman you gave me, I'm not guilty." That means, according to our faith, to our holy fathers of the early church, that Adam didn't ask for forgiveness, didn't repent. Eve did the same, the snake, not me. That means, in our faith, my beloved, man rebelled against God, refused to live with God. And because of this, he found himself out of God. This is the fall, according to our faith. We don't live with God and under his light, his guidance, his grace. We want to live by ourselves. If we think a little bit deeply and reflect this upon our life now, we find that we do the same. Man now refuses to live under the protection of God. I want to live by myself. This is the philosophy of our society from the 17th century. We kick God out. We want to live according to ourselves. This is the greatest sin which the Bible told us about from the very beginning. Because of this, man could not know God anymore, because he fell from the paradise, he fell from the living with God. But because this image, divine image, which in man, is still here to God, but he didn't know him. He tried to find the fullness of this image in everything he faces or he was afraid from. This is our interpretation of paganism. Why man always needed a religion? Why? Because the divine image in him is asking, is looking for its fullness, but he doesn't know the fullness. So God started to send him a message after message, because he loved man. God created us because he loves us. We say in our theology, God created man out of love, because God is love, as we know. So message after message, a prophet after a prophet, until Christ. The whole journey of the Old Testament is understood according to our faith in this way. God is here, man is here, but man cannot see God because he is a fallen man after his sin. Between them, many, many transparent curtains. Imagine this image. What God had done for the salvation. Because man is full of passions, full of sins, cannot see God. God started to remove these curtains slowly, gradually, one after the other. Imagine the picture now, the image. The more God removed curtains, the more man can see clearly. Until the last one was removed and God became a man and lived with us and did the salvation of us. He suffered, he crucified out of his love to sacrifice for himself, to offer himself as a sacrifice to teach us that we are in a fallen world and we are fallen people. We have affliction, difficulties, sins, evil. We have many bad things and we face many obstacles in our life. This is the cross. But the cross, his cross, lead us to the resurrection. So we believe that he crucified, he died for us, not instead of us. He died for us to give us the resurrection, the real life. For this reason, we are called to be new people today, tomorrow, and forever. By him, we can be new people. New people means we live repentance every time. Repentance is looking to God, not to other things. When I did sin, when I sin, I know that I did mistake. I should not look at my sin. Directly, I should look for God to keep my sin behind me, because God is looking for me and is waiting for me. In this way, we live resurrection. And we don't focus only upon the cross and the suffering. Cross and resurrection are joined in the Orthodox faith. We cannot separate them. We don't focus upon one without the other. For this reason, I hope you noticed that in the Orthodox Church, there is no cross without crucified. We don't adorn and venerate cross by itself. Cross with the Christ only, because he crucified for our life, to give us new life. In this way, he brings us again back to the paradise, to live with him. And in this way, our His image in us grow by His grace through the sacrament, especially through the confession and Eucharist. And so we grow day by day until we become mature and we become more and more according to His likeness. This is our call as a Christian. Christianity is not to be good people. To be good people is something on the way. We have to be good people if we are good Christian. But it is not a goal. There is an important saint from Russia who lived in the 19th century called Seraphim of Sarov. His life is so beautiful and amazing. He says, even the good deeds, even fasting, even prayer, even reading of the Bible, etc., all the virtues are not our goal. Our goal is the Holy Spirit live in us, and we become small gods according to the call God had created us. So let us remember in this Holy Week that our call is so great, is to become small gods. Small gods, it's very great call. We don't deserve it because we are sinners, but because of His love, we can become like Him. And in this way, we live our Christianity and we live our faith. May God bless you all and give you His grace always to grow more and more to become according to His love.